Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Dodo Ho. This recording is a great way for anyone to take a vacation from themselves. For here I will not only empty your mind, but I will allow you to experience what it is like to be someone completely different from yourself. Here you will discover what it is like to be female, merged as one or trapped inside of her. You will feel her urges and cravings, and you will see what it is like to act upon those sensations. If at any time during this session you feel as though the images aren't clear, don't worry. The more you listen, the more clearly the images and feelings will become. If at any time during this recording you are led down a path you don't want to go, simply say the magic word, awake. And you will pop safely out of trance. So now I want you to get nice and comfortable. Find a nice, quiet spot where you can get comfy. It helps to wear any articles of clothing that will closely match a female's, to help you see the images more clearly, even if you just hold them in your hand. So please lie back. Take in a deep, cleansing breath and release. Eyes closed. Hands to your side. Palms up. In the receptive position, and legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. I want you to imagine now a spiral numbered stairwell at the foot of your bed. I want you to see that it leads down, down beneath your floor, down beneath the earth. It leads to a place of great bliss, great tranquility. It leads to the core of the world, to the center of the universe, your subconscious mind. I want you to see yourself standing at the top of that stairwell. I want you to look down. I want you to extend your hand. Touch the rail. Feel it beneath your fingertips. You are safe. In a moment, we will walk down the stairs. With each step down, you will allow yourself to relax even more deeply. By the time you reach the floor below, you will be deeper than you've ever gone before. So take a step down now, down to the ninth step, smoothly and easily. Feel yourself going deeper, down to eight, deeper still, now down to seven, walking away from the world behind you, six, letting go of all tension, five, deeper and freer. Four, letting go, walking down to the floor below. 3. Feeling so relaxed. 2. Almost there. Almost to the floor below. 1. Step off that final stair. Standing on the floor below. There is a door in front of you. I want you to see the door quite clearly. Notice the color. Notice the texture. Notice how big the door is. I even want you to see the color of the doorknob. You are safe here. You know on the other side of that door is your vacation, your joy, everything that is wonderful. You are safe. And you can feel a pull to this door, to this place, to this time. A wonderful, euphoric joy. Ecstasy is yours, and you've never felt as free as you do when you hear me speak. For here you are free of responsibility, free of obligation. I want you to see yourself reaching out for the doorknob. You're going to open the door. And you are going to experience true freedom. For you only have to focus on my voice. And with each instruction you follow, your mind surrenders that much more. And you go deeper. Deeper into a level of consciousness where you are free. Open the door. Let the light shine through. Feel the warmth, even though the light is so bright you can't see. You can feel, and you feel the warmth. You may even feel a light tingling in your toes or in your fingers, but you feel peace. You feel warm. You feel like you're home. A place you've been before but don't recognize as the light wraps around you, pulling you in. Pulling you in to the light, into the warmth. And the first thing you notice is the light smell. Of perfume. You can smell the perfume in the air. And as you breathe in the intoxicating aroma, you feel yourself become even more calm. And as your body releases, the light begins to dim. Dimming so you can see your surroundings, so you can see the room with which you are in. A beautiful, extravagant, elaborately decorated room. Chandeliers made of crystal hanging from the ceiling. Plush carpet beneath your feet. The furniture all around you fit for a queen. Notice the high backs. Notice the legs of the furniture. But mostly, I want you to notice its quality. lush and plush quality. Beautiful. And all around you, you are surrounded by beauty. I want you to see that there is a makeup chair, vanity mirror, one wall lined with beautiful costumes, feather boas, extraordinary diamond necklaces that shimmer and shine beneath the chandeliers, costumes and dresses, stockings and panties, all hung on very feminine hangers, the kind you see in expensive boutiques, the silk hangers. Beautiful. Breathe in deep the scent of where you are. And let yourself go even deeper. And as you go deeper, your mind opens and the images around you become that much clearer and beautiful. And you know you are home as you look around the room, taking in the sights around you. It's time to see. See the full length window and walk towards it. A full length window in your room, beautiful and inviting, but steamed. Steamed like a bathroom mirror. See the window. Walk to the window. Walk towards the steamed window in your room. In your beautiful, safe room. I want you to see yourself as though you are removed from your body, outside and watching. And I want you to watch yourself as you extend your fingertips towards the steamed window. For you can't see through it. You want to see what's on the other side. Breathe in and smell the aroma of your beautiful, beautiful room. Feel yourself freer, safer. And press those fingertips to the window. Slide them across. Watch the steam turn to fluid, dripping down the window as you wipe away a spot. As you look, I want you to see a beautiful set of eyes peering at you through the spot you have cleared. Beautiful, curious eyes. I want you to see the long, lush lashes, the beautiful depth of the color of her eyes, the speckles sprinkled through the color, her beautiful shaped eyes looking at you curiously, and with each blink, with each bat of her eyes, you can feel yourself releasing, for her eyes are hauntingly familiar, and with each bat you feel you know her more and more. You want to see more. I want you to wipe away the steam. See her nose, her high cheeks. Notice her beautiful, soft, and silky skin. Erasing the steam, wiping it away, she becomes clearer. Wipe away the steam from her lips. See her beautiful, plump, pouty lips. She breathes a sigh of release. A sigh of relief. For you see her. She's been trapped here waiting for you. To free her. To free her of this place. To allow her to go out. Wipe away more steam. Wipe it away from her slender neck. Her dainty shoulders. Back and forth. Wiping away the steam. You can see her beautiful, round, full breasts. See her areolas. Her nipples, soft, yet erect. Her hands, up, palms pressed to the window. Her fingers long and slender. Wipe away more. Keep wiping away, clearing away the steam. Clear the steam away, exposing more of her skin, of her beauty. As you wipe, you see clearer. See and concentrate on her beautiful, flat stomach, her cute little belly button, those round hips, that beautiful pink trimmed pussy. This naked beauty wants out. Wipe away the steam, wipe it away, let her be seen. Back and forth, clearing the steam from the window. You can see strong thighs. Back and forth. Back and forth, exposing her knees. Her lower legs to her ankles. Down. Down all the way to her dainty little feet. From head to toe, this woman is beautiful. So beautiful, you can feel her. Look up at her face. See her smile at you. Smiling in wicked grin. A grin that you can feel all the way to the core of your existence. This naked beauty before you. Harmless. Harmless and naked. Her mouth moves, but you can't hear a word. She motions to you. Come closer. Come closer. And as you come closer to the naked beauty, your palms press to hers, with only the glass between you. Your palms press to the window. Her palms pressed to the window. you begin to feel a heat on your palms. You begin to feel the warmth of her body. You can feel her sexual energy as though she were devouring you. Her heat, her passion, her hunger so strong you can feel it emanate through the glass. You can feel it entering you. Her power, her hunger, the transfer of heat from her hands through the glass to yours. Warmer and warmer you can feel the waves of warmth crashing through you as her energy enters through the palms, enters through you, your bodies becoming one. You can feel the merging. You can feel her energy flowing unobstructed through you, your hands frozen to the window. You can't move them. You can feel her becoming part of you. You becoming a part of her. There's no stopping. You can feel your body changing from the inside to the out. You can feel your skin changing, growing tighter, sucking in. Yes. You can feel your body changing, every molecule changing, your legs growing longer. Ooh, yes, your cock shriveling down, 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 forming a perfect pink clit. The sucking in of your waist, the rounding of your hips as the hourglass shape takes over, moving up, starting, flowing. You can feel her inside you, you becoming her, as your chest begins to grow sensitive, the skin growing tighter as your breasts grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Feel the weight in your back, so dainty, holding up that weight grows heavier. The way you're standing is changing. Your shoulders smaller. Your fingers. You see the fingernails growing on your beautiful soft hands. And you can feel your hair growing out. You can feel the length of your hair across your shoulders and down your back. Ah, yes. You can feel the plumping of your lips, the tightening of your facial skin. Yes. You let the woman on the other side of the window out. And you are her. She is you. She's been trapped here in your subconscious mind, deep, deep within you. She is the one whose voice you've heard. She is the one who has been creating the desires within you, the urges, cravings. And with each time that you come down here, each time you see her, you will see her more clearly. You will feel her more strongly. And it will feel exciting and vibrant to play as her. Arousing, irresistible. Feel your body, for the window is no longer a window, but a mirror. And as your hands discover your new body, the image across from you is your mirror image. So as you feel your new body, see your self-discovery. Yes, your pretty, pretty body. Pretty, naked body. And as you look, as you see, the feelings growing stronger within you, the woman inside you stronger and stronger, her cravings, her desires, her urges welling up within you. Yes, you can feel yourself. You feel the hunger, a hunger that only women know. The hunger, the desire for man, the need to be seen, the need to be felt, the need to have the beauty of their body explored by a man's hands. That need, that desire, vibrating through you, pulsing, driving. Look around the room. Look around your familiar surroundings. You see the outfits lining the walls. You know what you must do to get a man. You know you must dress the part. To hunt your prey, you need to look the part. A sexual power as strong as yours cannot be confined. You must find the outfit that matches your hunger, that lets your power flow through you freely. I want you to dress. I want you to pick what you must wear. Something that shows your assets. Bait the hook. You are ready. And with each article of clothing you watch yourself put on, you can feel that hunger grow. And grow. And grow. Yes, the shoes, the mini. Look at yourself. See your perfect slutty self. I want you to feel everything within you grow so strong. Your desire, your lust grows so strong that it's overcoming your thought process, growing, emanating through you. Yes, your mind, blinded by lust, blinded by all that you know, for it is all draining away, overwhelmed by the sexual hunger, the sexual craving inside you. Feel it growing and growing. Yes, your mind going blank. You can see nothing, feel nothing but the hunger within you. You are becoming empty, consumed by hunger, devoured by your own lust for more. I want you to look around the room now, hungry, passionate. You feel like you're starving. Look around the room. I want you to find the door to the outside. Find a door to the street. You must escape. You must find your prey. You must feed your hunger. Your lips, your mouth, your body, all screaming out, must be fed, must feed your desires. You can hear the clicking of your high heels as you hurriedly rush to the door. The door to the street, the door that lets you out. I want you to see it. Yes. Open the door, my pet. Open the door, my pretty. Go ahead. Open it. See the busy street. The busy street on the other side of the door. And there's nothing but men. Nothing but men driving down the street, walking the street, standing on the street. Yes, my pretty, pretty girl. Here you will feed. Here is a place just for you. I want you to go ahead, my pet. Pretty, pretty girl. You can feel your juices already starting to flow between your legs. Your pretty, pretty panties getting a little wet, aren't they? It's okay. See yourself walking down the street. You can see the heads turning. You can see them all looking at you. You know that look. The look men give when they see a pretty girl dressed like a slut, a pretty girl dressed like a whore. You know that look they get in their eyes. You can even see a few hard-ons start to grow as you walk down the street. So sexy. Your hips even sway a little side to side. You are an open advertisement. You are open for business. And your mind thinks nothing. For you are the dodo ho. You are the hungry, slutty, dodo ho, hungry for men, indiscriminate in your choices. You want any and every man you can get. Your slutty little pussy is ready to spread open. You can feel the suckling of your lips already, salivating at the thought of a big, fat cock sliding between your lips. Yes, my pretty, pretty ho. You're ready. You're ready to give it up. You're ready to suck it down. You're ready to lick and suck, and everyone you pass knows it. They all know it. When you walk by, they all have the look in their eye. They want it. You are going to be where they dump their cum. They want to dump it in you. They want to dump it on you. And that's your one and only craving. Your only thought. Hunger. Hunger. You are nothing but a whore, hungry, craving more. Yes, you can feel a hand behind you reaching out to your shoulders. You can feel a masculine face pressed to yours. You can feel a hard, throbbing cock pressed to your ass as the large, round hands of a masculine man pull you in. You can hear the whisper as he says, "Down on your knees." And you, without flinching, drop. This is it. You're going to be fed. You can't stop yourself. As he walks around to the front of you, you hear his zipper as he slowly unzips it. The anticipation building within you to see it, to feel his throbbing cock. Your hands reaching out, grabbing for him, clutching for him. He laughs, tells you, "Not so fast, whore. Slow down, whore. He'll feed it to you. You'll take it as he feeds it to you." And you feeling like a dirty whore. You've never felt so hungry, so aroused, every inch of your body craving. You will obey. You will obey because you want to be fed that cock. The excitement, the anticipation within you growing stronger and stronger as he pulls out his long, fat dick. Ah, so fleshy, so thick, just looking at it, you can feel yourself drooling, dripping. The moisture in both your holes. Yes, you don't know whether to fuck that fat cock or suck it. It doesn't matter. He grabs you by your hair. You can feel his big, meaty hands, grabbing hands full of hair, pushing to his cock, slapping that fat dick across your lips, slapping your face like the whore you are. He likes to see your tongue reaching out your mouth, opening like a baby bird to be fed. Oh, oh, he can hear your grunts, your groans. He can see the pussy juices dripping down your leg, and he laughs, telling you to suck it. The more he tells you, the hunger inside you grows and grows, sucking and slurping. You can hear the grunts, the groans, the sounds of his voice telling you what to do. Yes. Yes, my pretty dodo ho. Too stupid to know better. Too hungry to stop. Keep sucking, my pretty little hoe. Keep sucking that big fat cock. Suck away. Suck away. Yes. Oh my. Look at the hungry, hungry whore. Look at the way you feed upon that massive dick. Oh my, my. My sweet little hungry whore can't stop sucking. Sucking. Ooh, yes. Rub your pussy. Come on, rub that clitty. Spread your knees on the cement beneath your whore cunt. Rub that cunt. Rub that cunt while you suck. While he forces your head down over and over, sucking harder and harder, rubbing your pretty pink clit, fucking your cunt with your fingers, sliding them in and out all the while, wanting to feel him fuck you. You want his cock fucking you, but you can't stop sucking. Suck it. Suck it, yummy. Yeah, and you can feel him. You can feel him as he pounds your face, as he pounds your throat deeper and deeper. Pounding your face. pulse slapping against your chin. You can't stop. You can taste. Taste the pre-cum ho. Taste it, pretty ho. My pretty little dodo ho. Taste that pre-cum and suck harder. Yes, sucking it harder now. Eager and hungry. You can feel the cum welling up in his balls. You can feel the pressure building in your cunt from nipples to pussy. You can feel the pressure building. Building, whore. Come on, slutty girl. Suck it. Rub your pussy. Show the man how much you love to suck cock. For what you feel here will transcend this place. It will transcend into your everyday life. Arousal and cocksucking becoming one, for you will swallow. Swallow, feel his load starting to spray. Dodo, ho, come on, horse, swallow it down and come. Come for mistress. Come on the cement while sucking down his hot, creamy, cummy load. My little cum-guzzling whore. So thirsty for cum. So hungry for it. Yes, you want more, don't you? Yes, swallow, swallow, slutty girl. Swallow, swallow. Yummy. So good. So yummy. So cummy. Makes you cum. I know you like it. I know you came. I know that the minute you taste that sweet, salty load spray against your tongue, you exploded. All good whores do that. And you're my dodo ho. Empty-minded. Nothing but hunger exists within you. You're such a dirty dodo ho. My dirty little whore, aren't you? Yes, you are. Just empty-headed and horny. Just like any good dodo ho. And everyone around you will sense that about you. And you'll like it. They'll sense the whore in you. And they'll want to shove their cocks down your mouth. They're going to want to feed you. Yes, you're going to feel that hunger. You're going to take it with you. For even when I bring you back up, as I pull you up through the layers of consciousness, stripping away the woman you have become, she still exists within you. The whore in her is stronger than you ever imagined, and her hunger alive and well. When I bring you up, you will remember to forget, and forget to remember. Forget to remember. Remember to forget. Let the darkness swallow you. All the sounds and sights around you fading to black. For when I bring you up, you will feel relaxed and refreshed, regardless of what you remember or what you don't. When I bring you up to consciousness, you're going to be alert and alive. You're going to excel at everything you do. However, if you're going to sleep now, getting ready for bed, you'll sleep soundly. You'll fall asleep quickly and easily. Drifting off. For those of you about to wake, I'm going to count to five. As I do, you'll feel yourself coming up. You'll feel something different inside you. You'll feel a shift, but you will feel relaxed and refreshed. One. Up, my pet, coming up. Two, forget to remember. Remember to forget. Three, coming up to consciousness, feeling good and relaxed. Four, up, coming up, and five, wide awake. Take in a deep cleansing breath and release. Good. You may feel a little groggy right now, but that's okay. As long as you're refreshed and relaxed, from this point on, you're going to have a wonderful day. I enjoyed our journey together.